This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on October 8th of 2019. I'm talking about no other than Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NEXCF. You can also find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. You could have bought this stock probably 3 or 4 months ago for 50 cents. It's been one of the hottest stocks on the OTC markets. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him, is the CEO and director of the company, Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome to the show.
Great to be back, Everett.
You know, for my new listeners, if you would, just give us a little bit of about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure. Nextech AR Solutions is the only pure play AR stock on the market today. We're part of the fourth transformation of technology, which includes AR, AI, VR, edge computing, and of course, 5G. The industry, the AR industry, is estimated to hit $120 billion by 2020. And again, we're the only pure play in the industry. We're the first publicly traded stock. We listed back in October of 2018 at 25 cents. And, you know, the stock today is trading right around $1.40 something U.S. And, you know, our strategy, Everett, has been really a two-pronged approach. We make acquisitions, you know, strategic acquisitions that we think make sense, as well as building an omni-channel AR SaaS platform, which we call ARitize, which is basically turning 2D objects into 3D, which is what the world of AR is about. You know, when you're able to take a 3D object and superimpose it on the world in front of you, you know, you're able to place a chair, a virtual version of a chair or a couch in the room that you're in without it actually being there. And it's a game changer for the world of e-commerce, which is really the industry that we're starting to see scale in. You know, we also have, we have four divisions. I mean, I could keep going on, Everett, if you want.
We talked about it many times about this stuff, and you said, hey, look, you know, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Our stock's trading at 50 cents. You've been on the show many times. I think today makes the seventh time. And look, you know, $1.40 already, which is a lot. That being said, let's talk about fourth quarter revenues up $2.58 million, a gross profit of $1.34 million, representing, around $6.5 million, if my numbers are called correct, for the whole year. So what does 2020 look like going forward? Where do you see the driving explosive growth coming from?
Yeah, so we're seeing a massive, massive ramp up in our business. I mean, year over year, our revenue is up over 4,000%. I mean, obviously, we're just getting...
That's crazy.
Yeah, we were just getting started last year. But, I mean, the proof is in the numbers. We reported $760,000 in gross revenue just for December alone, and over $450,000 in gross profit just for December. For the full year 2019, $2.5 million in revenue for Q4, rather. That's just a quarter, and $1.3 million for Q4. So in 2020, we're projecting $15 to $20 million in top-line revenue. It's hard to predict, you know, because we're in such...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's such an explosive growth phase, but we see nothing but blue skies, and we're super, super excited. I mean, the month of January looks like another record-breaking month for us in revenue.
So, you know, I noticed you guys put out a press release, and you guys are doing a partnership with LivePerson. I think, is that a ticker symbol, LPSN? It's a publicly traded company. Is that correct? $1 billion company?
That's correct. It's almost $1.5 billion public company. They have over 17,000 blue chip clients, including, you know, McDonald's, Chipotle, Target, you know, the list goes on and on. And so we partnered with them. They have basically a messaging platform, which really is the future of commerce. You know, who wants to go onto a website and search, you know, the hours or search whether they have the inventory you're looking for a particular product? You don't want to do that, right?
It can be cumbersome. I totally agree.
So you just text message, and that's the platform that LivePerson has created. It's basically AI, where they have these AI bots. And so imagine you're text messaging Home Depot about a particular sink style design. You have it in stock, and they say, yeah, we do. By the way, we also are able to show it to you
right
in AR. That's where Nextech comes in. So into that feed, into that messaging, we populate the feed with an actual link to the 3D asset. The consumer would click on that, place the sink in their kitchen, and then, you know, press buy, and Home Depot is super happy, Lowe's is super happy. And that's kind of the value that we create for LivePerson, where it's no longer just a flat image. It's an actual 3D asset. So it's super exciting, huge opportunity for Nextech. And we expect big things in 2020 off the back of that partnership.
So what are you so excited about, the 3D AR ad network that you're going to be launching here pretty soon?
Well, the ad network, Everett, is probably the biggest opportunity of them all for us. And the reason is that you're talking about standing on the shoulders of a $725 billion industry that's going to be a $1 trillion industry in the next couple of years. So think about this. There's $725 billion worth of money being spent on ads.
Correct.
You know, all the digital ads globally. Every dollar is going to be shifting to 3D AR ads. Now, it's not happening in a day, but it's a trend that's going to happen over the next 10 years. And Nextech is a first mover in that industry, meaning we're launching our ad network, and it's the only 3D ad network on the marketplace. And that network is going to be live by the end of this month, January 2020. And so, again, we have a first mover advantage in almost a $1 trillion industry. It's a huge, huge opportunity for us. And we're super, super excited about the revenue potential, which is why, you know, $15 to $20 million projection, you know, who knows? You know, it literally could be double that.
Right, right. I was going to ask you, you know, you finish up the year around 6.5 million. Your projections for 2020 is between 15 and 20 million. That being said, what are you most proud of in the last 18 months?
I'm most proud of the team. You know, it's all about the people. At the end of the day, the people create the company. And so the team that we have right now, I mean, some of the people have been with me from day one. Some of the people are new, but the team has really pulled together. And, you know, we have a top flight team of developers. And that's really the thing that I'm most proud of. It's just that the team of people so committed, you know, coming into work early, staying late, and everybody's on the mission.
That's awesome. And before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So the main thing, and I've been saying this since day one, Charlie, is that we are just getting started. This is the dawn of a new industrial revolution in the world of technology. This is not over. You know, you might think, hey, you know, the stock went from 50 cents to $1.50, right? You know, I missed the bus. No, that is
right,
not
right.
The case. Yeah, so if you think about it,
okay.
I'm going to end on this, that we're in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution. And, you know, when you think about the 1990s, where you had, you know, the internet driving the creation of multi-billion-dollar industries overnight. The same thing is happening right now in this new decade, and Nextech is uniquely positioned to capitalize. That's what I want everybody to think about, that we're just getting started.
My guest today has been Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO and director of Nextech AR Solutions. Take a look at them. I think they're very undervalued, still here around $1.40, $1.50 a share, considering what's going to happen to them in the next 2 to 6 quarters. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol NEXCF. If you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE, ticker symbol NTAR. Evan, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, I've been a big fan over the years, and you guys just keep on doing what you're doing. You're on the right path.
Thanks, Everett. Really appreciate the call today.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.